right here now, exactly, or maybe a little bit later. So we had 9 performances this season, and 4 of those 9 performances were paid concerts, paid performances with, let me see if I can just list them. I have listed them all. It was the Mosaic Harmony concert at the Catholic Church in Washington, D.C. It was the MLK Day celebration at Holy Cross in Springfield. The performance at the, the
Virginia
Mental Health Institute. We got a $300 donation from them. And we have performed at MedStar Washington, D.C., the African American Arts Black History Month celebration. That's where we received $1,500. So all together, I think that, yeah. So those 4 performances, paid concert fees were $4,200. Jim, please correct me if I'm wrong. I'm just talking about the paid fees.
Yeah.
So the other 5 concerts were, you probably know that, still remember our World Harmony Week performance at the temple. That was a big thing. It was self-financed. The community concert was here at UUCF on April the 6th. Then the next one was Old Town Hall, the Fairfax Pride. And then, of course, our concert last weekend. So, 9 performances last season.
Unity
Walk is on there too, I'm sorry. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Unity Walk also. That's correct. Mm-hmm. And what else? That was it for last season. So what we have planned for, or what performances that are upcoming and already booked and confirmed, are the Unity Walk on September 8th. And it's a Sunday. I don't have the exact time yet. And I don't know exactly where the location is. They will probably do it again at the mosque in Washington, D.C., but they're not sure yet. It's not on the website. Yeah?
They said it's Texas time now,
5:30.
Texas.
Yeah, okay. All right. That's usually around that time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What else? And we have a confirmed performance on November the 15th, which is the Friday, the day before our Do Tell Mama event at the Adult Daycare Center in Arlington. I did a site visit. Jackie Igo, used to be a member of Mosaic Harmony.
Yes.
She put me in contact with them. And it's going to be a performance for their... For the residents there, for staff members, and for people who take care in their program, who are in their program, adults, elderly adults who need, you know, some with needs. Let me put it this way. So they expect around 30 to 50. People in the audience. But we still have to do, David still has to do a site visit. He hasn't seen the place yet. And Karen wasn't able that day, but we can do that anytime during the summer weeks. That's what has been confirmed already. And other prospective performances are here on my list. I can send you the list if you're interested. I have a few things, a few venues that I need to follow up on. But we will certainly be again at Holy Cross again at MedStar in Washington, D.C. I'm not sure if we're going to do a Harmony Week concert. Didn't have a chance to talk to Laura David about it. And I also received a request from MedStar Montgomery Medical Center in Olney, Maryland. It's not exactly around the corner. It's about 45 minutes from here. But they are interested, and they know each other. They know of, from us about the MedStar Washington, D.C. Hospital. So this is in progress. Mm-hmm. I don't know yet if they have the budget for it or not. They will get back with me eventually. And then we have hopefully our annual performance at the NVMHI again. They have a new director, a new chaplain director, and director of chaplaincy, and they were really pleased with our last performance, so I would think they will do it again. And the community concert in April. We haven't talked about this, David, but I think we're probably going to do it here. That is the question that I have for you. So I will work on other concert opportunities during the summer weeks. I have a few ideas what we can do to do a promotional campaign in order to find more opportunities for us that I would like to discuss with the board at the next meeting.
Great.
That was it. Any questions?
I have a question about
I'm doing online research. I'm looking for events that are going on or that are planned, like the Black History Month, MLK, or any other
community
festival, any other multicultural festivals or Juneteenth. We did have a performance there last year, but this year they did not have a program planned for Juneteenth. But we did one last year at MedStar Hospital in Washington, D.C., and I'm pretty sure we do it again.
So did you say that MedStar in Maryland was a referral from D.C.?
It wasn't exactly a referral, but when I spoke with her, with the contact in Olney, Maryland, she said, who are you working with in Washington, D.C.? And I mentioned Anna Maria DiCarlo. She's our contact in D.C. And she said, oh, yeah, she's on the same committee. So she will talk to her. I told her if you will only hear good things from us about us. So talk to her, and I'm pretty sure they will be. They're really interested. She just wasn't sure if they have the budget for it. So. But that's something that can be discussed, right? But I wasn't sure if MOHA is really interested, because it's all the way up in Maryland. It's about a 20-25 minute drive from Silver Spring, from the Beltway.
I thought the interfaith concert at Temple Rosh Shalom was terrific.
It was.
Is there a chance we could do that?
Probably not at the temple. What do you think, David?
Sabine and I are always really, really concerned, including to say, the Interfaith Harmony concert is always an incredibly touch and go, primarily because we were trying to do a rotation between D.C., Virginia, Maryland. For host venue. But even more importantly is that not every venue has a Libby Chisholm. I'm just going to say the lady that Sabine could lean on that helped coordinate and made it possible that we could live so smoothly and wonderfully at Temple Rosh Shalom. So the big major question marks are if we find a Maryland or D.C. venue. big question mark is if we'll be doing an interfaith harmony. Because hopefully that stuff, we'd already know it by now, and we don't. So if the very fact that it's June and we don't know the where and if we got who's, it's already kind of dropped a hand grenade on.
I have to say, I mean, they told me they would just do it every 3 or 4 years because it's really,
you can't do it every year.
It's a lot of work when you have two choirs come together. So
it's
not paid to us.
And it's no. We don't get paid for it.
Right, and yeah.
And
so all
we
that
don't
work.
Have to pay for the bank. Yeah.
Right.
Right.
So I just wanted to ask about the interfaith concert.
You might want to think about it. Is it Maryland next time? What you're focusing on, or is it D.C.?
I've just found out who the brand spanking new music director is at Silver Spring United Methodist Church.
Okay.
So the woman who was there that allowed us to do it at Silver Spring United Methodist, she retired 2 years ago. So all the known people, they got a new pastor, and that's why it's a huge question mark right now. And
I just told me you can start earlier this year.
Yeah.
David, please.
Right.
I don't think we're
yeah.
What are we doing with our payment now? What if we ask people to pay for a paid concert?
For a full concert, which is about an hour, 50 minutes, an hour long, 10 songs, 10 to 12, or let's say 8 to, it depends. Let's say 10 songs, about an hour, we ask for $2,000. And we ask $1,500 for 4 to 5 songs, which is a minimum. 4 songs are the minimum. That is something that I was asked, and the contact I have in Maryland, she said, well, we only need two or three songs from you. And I told her, I mean, I'm not really sure if that's feasible, because for 2 songs, we probably can't go up to Maryland. And she understands that. So 4 songs is the minimum, especially if you have to drive far. And that would be $1,500. If we perform for a government organization, which, for example, NVMHA is, then we they can't afford $2,000 or $1,500. And that's always, we always discuss that at with the board, what they can pay if we are interested and if we can do it. For the donation that they're able to give. So
let me just piggyback on that, because one of the things that Sabine has mentioned and talked about is that when we share with them our fee, we also try to encourage them. I mean, maybe you don't have it in your budget, but you might find underwriters or community collaborators that could help them.
They can't hear you.
I'm sorry, I just wanted to,
because
we've talked about.
Yeah, sometimes they can find, or they do an event together with another organization. They simply, you know, look if they can find somebody who will do it together with them. And that's the case in Arlington. They're trying to find their sister organization, whatever it is, and so that they really have the money for it. And then they might be able to give us a little bit more.
That's on them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That was my report.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, I just want to note 2 things about this year's concerts that Sabine just mentioned. In 2018, which was before the pandemic, we had 8 concerts. We had 9 this year. And I think we can even do better than that, but we are going in the right direction. One of the things I noticed when I was looking at the concert list is that we only had 1 fundraising concert in 2023, and that wasn't until November. But David's been encouraging us to have a bunch of songs on standby, kind of in our hip pocket. And I think now that we have those, we can kind of hit the ground running. You know, the Unity Walk's in September, but I don't see anything in October. So need to get working on that. But I'm here mostly to talk about concert planning, and I'll keep it short. I want to first thank the lovely ladies of the concert planning team, Kim, Sabine, Peggy, and Claudia. Stand up. Services in terms of promotional, social media type of things. So one of the things I learned this year was that concerts have a lot of moving parts.
That's an understatement.
There are site visits, promotions, the website, donations, volunteers, logistics, ticketing, signage, etc. And Sabine does a lot. But it's really important to have a team for concert planning to support her. It's a way of designating up front so everybody knows who's doing what. And it also allows on brainstorming. That's hard to do for one person alone. So if you've got a team, you can brainstorm on things like engaging choir members and promotional strategies. Our first meeting was in September, in person, and I quickly realized, gee, I should have prepared an agenda. Because this is a group of people who likes to talk, and we enjoy each other's company, and so we tended to get off track early on. So we met in person that first time, but we shifted to Zoom, and I started to put out agendas, sometimes less than 24 hours before, but sometimes it's also helpful, especially when you're starting out, to know who's going to talk about what at the meetings and for how long. We didn't need to do that all the time, just early on. We met monthly through April on Zoom, twice in May, and then weekly in June. So I chaired the meetings up through the April concert and then kind of turned the reins over to Kim. And one of the things that we were considering, and so I'm just going to put this out there for the next concert planning team. Before Anna Maris generously volunteered to help us with promotions, we were considering getting an intern who was familiar with social media and could help us post on different platforms. So, if Amherst isn't in a position to help next year, I would recommend pursuing that.
I'd recommend reinstating the promotions chair on the board
and
then have the intern help the promotions person.
And
just
that's another good option also. Yeah.
Hopefully that's in the notes, the survey.
Yeah, I think we need to make the distinction between promotions of the choir as a whole, which Sabina does very well, but then there's promotion of the individual events, and I think that's where we could use some help.
So, any questions?
Thank you. David North, next season. What you got for us, sir? She said no. Huh? Were you going to say
hi, everybody.
No?
First of all, let me, on behalf of Laura and I, thank you all for your amazing. Okay, let me back. Let me rewind. When y'all sang Ain't of That Good News, by the time you finished Ain't of That Good News, I realized and remembered about this whole thing that I tell y'all all the time. When we give ourselves permission to let go and jump in. The spirit has, you know, lots of stuff starts emerging, and you guys started letting go too. And you know I let by the time, I mean, and then the rest of the concert was just us having fun and wowing. We're grateful that consequentially the audience was wowed, but we were especially encouraged that they were inspired and uplifted. I've heard so many people talk about that they were like, what happened? What was, wow, you know, and that's the kind of, I don't think I remember any song getting, that would have been failure to me. I think every song was responded to physically and palpably and emotionally, and that's always been our goal. To not have an audience sitting out there going like, yep. Oh, Jesus. Anyway, you guys, you know what I'm saying, right?
Yes, of course.
That's our goal. Our goal has always been to touch. And so thank you all for allowing yourselves, to giving yourselves individually permission to be an instrument of uplift. Because that's how it happens. That's how it happens. And I know y'all thinking I'm up there doing all the gospel gym aerobics things, but I'm only feeding off of you, guys. I mean, I might start the domino, but then y'all start feeding it back, and then I really lose it. And so what you're seeing is me reacting to what the energy that you are projecting. And so keep it up. Don't stop. Okay, for next season. The theme for next season's repertoire and for the concert, I just came up with this 2 days ago, is Onward and Upward in Hope. That's the theme. So the repertoire that we're going to be picking for next season is about hope and about after we've had 30 years or so, we're moving. So, to begin with, I dove into the MOHA archives, and especially that section of our website that where Neil had MP3s of every song of that, of the 2003 concert, spring concert. I went to those and went and grabbed every song that I could think of that had something to do with hope. So songs like Dem Bones, and songs like Make It, and I Can Make It. Remember those Make It songs? Of course, Better. Mm-hmm. That's one that's fresh in our minds because we've done it relatively. But we didn't, other than at gigs, it wasn't in the concert repertoire, so Better, songs about hope. So you'll stay tuned because Laura and I are coming up with this list of probably about 12 to 14 songs that then, plus I know for the last couple of seasons we have our, what we call our perennial repertoire, that if we get a gig, you know, Help Me Make Peace and Harmony and the ones that we always connected, the ones that we'll always use year in and year out, those will get always retaught because they're our hip pocket songs. If we get, hey, we got a concert that we got to do next week, we'll grab one of our hip pocket songs and we can pull off three or four or five, you know, a concert. So so it's a lot of gospel. I mean, cranking stuff. Well, let me just, you got a second? Let me just throw, do you have that? Did I give you my, I got to pull it up.
We've got some new ones as well, right?
Yeah. No, of course. No, that's what, yeah, it's not, it's not, it, it's, of course, it's not just old songs. Not at all. We wouldn't do that. We gotta keep building the repertoire. We wouldn't just use old. So, but that was a good start. To have, you know, why not reuse things that we haven't done in 15 years? And are good. It's a good song. Okay. Or I'm not finding my email. Yes.
Have you written any songs?
Oh, that's, you're very kind. I actually have, yes. I've written 3 or 4 songs, but I haven't done anything with them, and Laura has no idea about them. They're sitting on my desk, on my piano at home. But I've got several songs. It obviously, for many reasons, some of them are undeveloped because I've been such a mess. But yes, thank you for asking. Okay. Let me run some of the songs. These are Anything's Possible, Be the Answer, Better, Determined to Go On,
yes,
Be
yes.
Still and Know That I Am God,
yes, that's a great one.
He Shall Feed His Flock, Dim Bones, Dim Bones. I Can Make It by Brian Poppin, The Make It by Charles Butler. I'm making a wider choral arrangement of the song that an ensemble did called I Am Hope. I am hope.
Oh, yeah,
you great. Can find me. That's going to get... So that's kind of new because it was only done by an ensemble, but it's going to be the full choir. So that's some songs. And Laura's got several really cool songs that we've done with her. Yes, please, come on, yeah.
I'm coming. we've been talking a lot about the balance of the new with songs that are in the body and the soul of this group, and also about what the world is calling us to do because of this polarity, and how do we use this theme of hope, but also bridge the gap between secular and sacred, and how we... The material that we choose and that is being received by the public that's listening to it. So a few songs we did this year that David was like, oh my gosh, these would be great MOHA songs, were songs that he sang with the UCF choir. One was called I Will Be Brave, which she absolutely loved. Another was a really amazing version of How Can I Keep From Singing. It was a more gospel, spiritual tempo. It was really fast and a lot of fun. The songs we're looking for are songs that are similar to the MOHA style in that they have repetition, they can be learned through call and response, and they have flexibility, but maybe they're like newer to us, and I think it would be fun to throw a few of those in the mix. So a few of those others that you loved were Yonder Come Day, written by Cliff Harden over at one of the other UU churches. Yonder come day is a-breaking, yonder come day, oh my soul. So lots of songs that are similar in the theme, and then just a little bit of flirting with maybe some musical theater that in the gospel style has the same message of hope. So
we've been wanting to do that for years.
We never got to sing together.
So
that's true. That was okay. Thank you.
So right now, a lot of things are in the pot, and I've definitely thrown a bunch in there that he also hasn't seen. And the other day, I was playing a song that I wrote and arranged for the choir.
That
was published and sung by the Parkland kids after the Parkland Massacre, and the kids played it at their rally. And so we've been talking about throwing in some different things for next year. So we'll see. Okay.
So we've got the summer to prepare our, all the MP3 files sectionally, so that when we start the season, we have everything in place so that we can start learning as we go. Yes, Mitch.
Can you resurface Christian's Wonderful Chosen?
Well, again, we're trying to do this theme. Right. Thank you for the suggestion.
So So, I mean, it's interesting when you get into the themes and you can also hear community in some and love at the center in some and centering in some and then social justice in others and then hope in others. And so it isn't going to be just the word hope in every song. We also are trying to create an arc for the material. So it has lots of different access points, again, for the audience because we want people to walk away feeling inspired. That's the goal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a start. It's a start.
Membership. Membership and then SAG.
Okay. At the end of the 2023 season, the board voted to raise the membership fee for the 2023-24 season by $25 to $150. The fee had not increased for a number of years, and it was hoped that this action might help on the income side of the budget for the next year. Scholarships were still available upon request to the board. We began this season with 43 members, 36 singing, and 7 supporting. Efforts to increase membership were discussed at board and SAG meetings. And the 30 for 30 membership project, 30 new members for the 30th season, was initiated. Nikki Harrell made us a thermometer poster to follow our progress, and this progress was discussed in newsletters and at rehearsals. Although several individuals came on their own to rehearsal to experience our choir community, we were not a good fit for them at this time. On the bright side, our members brought in friends, and there were a number of returning members. At this point in our 30th season membership project, we have achieved almost 50% of our goal, and we are ending the season with 62 members, 47 singing, and 15 supporting. This is great work, and next year will be even better. As an incentive to choir members, Nikki offered a $200 gift card for the 2941 restaurant in Falls Church, or the restaurant of the winner's choice, for this person who recruited the most members this season. And I'm happy to say that this friend and longtime member of Mosaic Harmony is Menda Ahar. Oh. Bring it in for Beverly and Vivian. Thank you so much. Please continue to spread the word about Mosaic Harmony by inviting friends, colleagues, Mohaw alumni, and family members to join rehearsals so they can experience our choral community. The membership chair and section leader will help members follow up with a visitor by letting them know how much we enjoyed meeting them and singing with them. Please continue to greet visitors at our rehearsals, introduce yourself, and make them feel as welcome as you felt the first time you attended a rehearsal.
Nice. Thank you. Yeah. Hello,
everybody.
Hello.
That SAG now stands, has always stood for a strategic advisory group, but we call ourselves SAG. We had a very busy season. The SAG usually meets, well, as we enlisted Nikki, our enlistment was we only meet 4 times a year.
And lies.
Lies. Lies. So, but we have accomplished a lot this year. I'll quickly go through all the activities that we achieved, that we did this year, and we are at the service of the board. We don't make any decisions, we don't vote, we make suggestions and recommendations to the board, and it's up to the board to tell us if those are okay ideas. And also the board assigns us tasks, which was basically membership this year was one of our tasks. So beginning of the year, the season, we arrange for an August meeting with the new board and all of the core team members of Mosaic Harmony, including the webmasters, so that we could talk about what our plans were for the season, because we had a lot of big plans, the 30th anniversary, designating communication lines, designating teams, and it was a very successful meeting, and the food was delicious. It was for everybody.
Tacos.
Yeah, tacos. And you really liked it. Thought it was good. We arranged the Getting to Know You event at Antioch with Tema, which was great, where we really got to know the members of Tema. A number of us, around 20 of us, attended Tema's December 2023 Tema concert in Woodbridge, and that was very warmly received. Jane Cruz and Dick Van Dusen provided grant writing expertise to Tema, and so that's the second year that they've helped them with that. And the goal is to help, you know, the phrase of teach someone to fish. And they, that's what our goal is. We're trying to make that happen. Heijin, out in the gen out front, Heijin continues to volunteer with the youth choir, going to their rehearsals and providing a very needed support to altos. As you may recall, because these are youth who are, some of them are trans, they may currently sing bass, but they're moving over to alto, and they don't have any female singers to help them in that thing. It's a men's chorus, gay men's chorus, so to have someone who can help the altos along, that sort of thing. And they still are looking for volunteers, so if any of the sopranos want to help out, that's a great idea. Nikki Harrell provided exceptionally wonderful leadership workshop for Gen Out student leaders. That's very appreciated. That's the third leadership workshop she's given for them. Gen Out and Tema sang at our spring concert, and we got a lot of March concert, community concert. We got a lot of positive feedback about the connection that we had with those choir members, particularly when we sang, was it harmony at the end, and just all being together and singing and how much we enjoyed each other's company. Laura and Neil Romstead provided photographic and audio recording support to Tema concerts, so we've been going regularly to support them, and they really appreciate that. I send them photos, Neil sends them recordings. We added gender identity to the who we are description of Mosaic Harmony. This is something new, and it was with board approval. And I want to explain the difference between sexual orientation and gender identity, because they are two separate things. So our who we are has always said sexual orientation, but we added gender identity now. And Tema has this, and other organizations has this as well. So according to the National Education Association, sexual orientation is an identity based on whether someone is attracted to people of a sex different than their own, the same sex, or both sexes. So heterosexual, homosexual, bisexual, for example. Gender identity is a person's internal sense of being male, female, or somewhere else along the gender spectrum. Transgender is an umbrella term for people whose gender identity is different from their biological sex or the sex they were assigned at birth. So that's why we have both things in who we are. So we want to thank the board for allowing us to add that. We also, the board members, several board members reached out to us for our opinion on grant, where we should go for a certain grant, and we did extensive research and reported back on whether we felt this was a viable route to take. So I know that the board appreciated that, and we were very glad to be able to help the board with that. We've started talking with Laura Weiss about our organization and looking at it for the future. How is it set up? How does it compare to other choirs? What works? What doesn't work? That sort of thing. We have been assigned by the board to work on succession planning. As we know, David has told us in June of 2026 is when he's considering retiring. So we are... I said that. I know. Thank you. Love you. So that is one of the tasks assigned to SAC. So we are mindful of that, and we'll start looking at that. And then, as Jan mentioned, the 30 for 30 campaign, we took that over, and thanks to Jan and to Nikki, and brought up about 15 new members, which is wonderful. For next year, again, we're looking at succession planning. We're going to plan for continued partnership with Tema and Gen Out, and we'll be meeting with both of those directors this summer. We're going to continue a discussion looking at additional musical partnerships, depending on what the choir can handle at this point. There's been some talk about the Sufi choir that was at the Sufi choir that was at the February concert, which was we felt would be a great fit. We continue to assess the strategic plan, the overall strategic plan for Mosaic Harmony, and looking at Vision 2025, which is coming up in January. And then we will continue with the board's requests or tasks and anything that they ask us to do. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. See what I mean about many hands to do this work and to keep us going? How about grants? Sally.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Sally.
I want to talk about my official role on the board, and that was as secretary.
Sally, can you talk about it, please?
I was secretary on the board. I took over from Teresa, so I had the opportunity to log into our, attend our in Zoom meetings, and kind of herd cats because I was trying to listen. You know anything about this route that goes in many different directions, and trying to actually record what people said so that those minutes could be then edited, circulated, edited, and posted on our website. Peggy. Thank you, Peggy.
Yes.
Our webmaster. So, I mean, that was mostly an administrative job. In addition, the first year I was on the board, I was an at-large member, and I helped with grants. I think it was my second board meeting when there was an overdue report for Arts Fairfax, and had we not submitted it, we would not be eligible again. So anyway, scrambled with the help of many people in this room, including Sabine and Laura, and Kurt, as the treasurer, to pull that information together. This past year, we were thinking about three grants. We ended up applying for two. Our Arts Fairfax is the main funder that has supported our choir. Now, it's been about $4,000 to $6,000 a year. So I just want to put that in some context. That's about 5% of our budget, of our income. It's not a lot. We could be doing more, and I think there are some plans to also recruit more volunteers. And I was on a Zoom call with Laura Weiss, and we talked about how to develop more grant funding. Now, enter. Sally retires from her job. January. Her husband wants to do, and I do. We're going to do a lot of travel. Our son is in Australia. We're going to be out of the country for quite a bit of the fall and even next spring. So I've decided I'm not going to continue with grants. However, we have a former board member and member of SAG currently, Ted, is Jane Cruz. I almost said Ted Cruz. So, Jane Cruz. I don't think she's related. Anyway, Jane has agreed to step up and take the lead on our grant submissions, and I'm not going anywhere except travel, but I will still be active. I'll still, I'll be there to give her a good handover, and we will also be looking for, and you may be talking about this a little later, about forming committees for, to share the fun.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah.
Not share the load. No, share the fun.
So anyway, that's what I was up to this year. Let me
one more thing about the grants. Dick Van Dusen
filled
out
point.
The survey, the survey that you have in your hands, and said that he wanted to help with grants too. So
that's great.
And Dick is the first person that I need to thank because he had all the historical information and all the language, and so I had to update that. But anyway, it's been a good year on the board. It was lots of thanks to many, many people. This meeting, if it's recorded, it's going to help me create the final report for Arts Fairfax because I have to list everything that we did, and it's... when you listen to what people are saying, we had a kick-ass season, didn't we?
All right.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Sally. Money, 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 money.
All right. I've got notes to keep me from wandering off on tangent. The 23-24 Mosaic Harmony season is shaping up to be one of the financially disappointing ones.
Oh.
We started the season with almost $38,000 in the bank, and by the way of roughly 6 months of, which is, by the way, roughly 6 months of operational costs. That's what we started the season with. Since then, through the end of May, we have had 5 months of negative cash flow and 5 months of positive cash flow, ending May with $41,000 in the bank. Remember, we started out at 38. We're up to 41 now. But the projections are for both June and July to be money-losing periods. But again, things can change in a flash. And to help me out with what one of those flashes, Laura.
We have wonderful alum, and in having some conversations this weekend about Mosaic Harmony, as of this afternoon at my house, Suzanne Reynolds sent a money transfer to Mosaic Harmony for $5,000.
Wow.
Announced as her way of giving back to our community.
Wow.
So wonderful things can happen. And she asked me to let the choir know and just share her appreciation and love of the choir.
Wow.
So those are not in my projections, those dollars. So stay tuned. Things can always change. You may think a losing season is a disaster, but in fact, they're just part of the cycle that we have experienced over time. Here's a graph that even those of you in the back can see goes up and down. And it has
a lot of camera.
You guys at home?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sean can see it.
So it's just part of the cycle. I'm sorry. This is a growth experience, by the way.
You're doing great.
So the next step, as we go into the next season, which starts on August 1st, we need to be mindful of what it takes to keep the music on and what responsibility we as individual members are taking to ensure the financial viability of our choir. I'm sorry to just having to be reading this, but
it's fun.
And it is our choir. It's your choir. And we are all part of it, and we all own it. In the coming months, think about what you are contributing to the choir. You're contributing your time, your wonderful voices, your companionship, and your many other talents. And think about what you might be receiving. A couple of hours of rehearsal can be viewed as a great group therapy session, a guided personal growth experience, professional music training for 2 hours here and there, all things of great value. As we prepare the next season's budget, which is probably going to be very similar to this season's budget, we once again realize that our greatest financial resource is the membership donations. So please think about what you can do to help Mosaic Harmony financially. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And feel free to send me any questions you have about our numbers.
Okay.
When will we
be able to see the budget when you finish it? When are you going to finish the budget for next year?
We will have the budget finished. I'm hoping we will adopt it at the July board meeting.
Okay.
It's in a couple of weeks.
And then, of course, it would start on August 1st.
Because that's an important number. What do we have to achieve next year?
Okay.
In order not to lose money.
Do you want to know that $700 per member?
No, I want to know the total amount. What do we have to bring in? About what?
$72,000.
Okay.
So that's why we're going
to
start
to get through the year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
When will you have the concert total for Sunday?
I'm sorry, when will I have the accounting for
the
concert totals?
What we made Sunday.
Oh, I have that.
How do
well, do excuse me just 1 minute. Right now, it looks like we made $8,791.
That's good.
The iffy part of that is that the auction's not closed yet. It's not cutting out. I'm still getting donations on PayPal that are tied to directly to the thing that are not included in these numbers. Obviously, I'm not getting any more ticket sales. And I think we've covered all of our expenses. I don't know if there's any more expenses to come in. So it can only go up from there. So $8,791 right this afternoon. Well, before.
Not counting the 5K, not counting auction, not counting whatever, right?
Not counting that 5K. Right. Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And but the auction other is figured into that?
No.
No.
Not completely. But some of it is.
One set.
The auction? I'm sorry.
Do you have the auction numbers in here?
Yeah. I have the auction number estimated at 2230, and that's just looking at the current bids
on
things. So that obviously can change.
Yeah. Okay.
So what were the numbers of ticket sales?
We sold 298 tickets. It felt like 1,000.
Last year. Do you know how many tickets we sold last year?
I do not. Okay. I do not have that number on the top of my head.
Usually around a little over between 200 and 230.
Yeah, it's more than last year. I don't know how much.
Last year was a recovery year.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Community Building and Nominating Committee.
Hey. Jen, I'm also leading, so we're in good company. Okay. Hi, everybody. I didn't write as detailed of a report, so you can give me a B plus. All right, so the community building team consisted this year of Teresa McConnell, Karen Flynn, and Lauren Remanofsky. So we had very experienced folks helping me out. And so we had a gathering, I think, in early September to brainstorm. And we decided that as we were coming back from the pandemic years, that it would be nice to have people come before the rehearsals to get together and catch up. And we decided to just kind of came up with mingles. I think that just kind of stuck. And you guys all have been part of it, so I don't think I need to really explain what happens. But basically, we had mingles, and they went from 6:45 to 7:30 until the rehearsal started. There were at least one every month. There were some themed ones with spring and Halloween and holidays, and the snacks and drinks were provided. I also wanted to encourage going to other choir events as a group, as a way of socializing. So we were able to get a group ticket at the choral tribute to Dr. Martin Luther King, the WPAS Men and Women of the Gospel Choir concert in February. And at least eight from the choir went as a group and enjoyed the concert. And also throughout the year, we encouraged, announced about the Gay Men's Choir, of course, of Washington and the Gen Out concerts coming up and encouraging our members to attend. I think some of us were at the Gen Out concert back in April. And then the community building team, we also volunteered to serve as the nominating committee for 2024-2025 board candidates. And Teresa and Karen did the bulk of that work for us. So we, again, met over Zoom, came up with a panel of candidates that we thought of and approached them. And since two members of the current board are staying, we needed at least three new members to join. So we were able to have three people agree to serve on the board if we will later on elect them on. So we were able to secure three candidates for the choir. And I guess my hope is that the Mingles will continue in the coming year. And let's see. Oh, and then for the Mingles this year, you know, we pretty much provided the snacks and food. But that next year, maybe we can include more of you guys to bring things and maybe even have a sign-up sheet, you know, have themes ahead of time. So that's something to think of. I also think that the community building team could expand on other activities that would foster a sense of close-knit community and shared mission. And I enjoy serving on the board this year. Learned a lot. Being on the board with everyone from different walks of life and have not been on a board before, so it was a great experience and look forward to serving again next year.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let's vote.
So we have a quorum, right? Do we need to count?
I also have about 8 to 10 folks who aren't here tonight. They already voted yes online, so we can add that. And I'll send that list to Sally.
Okay. So what's the process? We've done this.
What's our slate?
Who are the nominees? Start with that.
Yeah, start with the nominees.
So the nominees are Kurt Yeager, Perry Birch, and Barbara Ott. Is it Ott?
Barbara Ott. Yeah.
I move we accept the slate.
I second.
All in favor?
Aye.
You have to ask the other question.
Welcome.
Dennis
said no. Okay, Barbara, we're going to send you the link to the July board meeting.
Who are the returning members?
The returning members are me and Jim Price.
Okay.
Yes.
Wow.
Great. Janet Ward.
Who is the president?
They'll decide at July meeting. At the July meeting is when the new board, the new board members, the outgoing board members all get together. The outgoing board members leave the meeting, and then the board will decide which roles they're going to fill.
When is the next board meeting?
It's July
11th.
It's the second Thursday of the month. So
it can't be the 11th.
Wait, July 4th.
Mm-hmm.
It is July 11th.
So it's the next.
Is that the second or third?
July 4th.
Is the third Thursday or the second Thursday?
Second
Thursday. Okay.
Yes. July 11th.
7-11.
7-11, yes.
Well, so look, I had a conversation with Janet Ward tonight. She took me all the way back to seventh grade. I said, you know, she showed me these lanyards that she's making, right? And she wants everybody to have one. So she has a few here tonight. They're beautiful. She said, what, it takes you about a couple hours to make one. And I'm like, what is this? Is this knitting or, you know, she says crochet. I said, oh, I remember learning crochet in the home economics class of seventh grade.
That they don't teach anymore.
I know.
So
they're beautiful. And so I'm going to, if you would like one tonight, see Janet. She's going to make more for the September 3rd rehearsal.
So thank you, Janet.
At the concert on Sunday, someone left a shiny paper bag with cat toys in it.
Does someone have it?
I have it.
She's going. I can get it to her.
I'll get it to you.
So a survey went out, and I gave copies of the responses to the first two questions, like what went well, I guess, this year, and what can we improve upon next year. A lot of great responses there. To read through, the board needs to read through it, and the staff need to read through it, because people have great ideas. When I printed these, only 12 surveys had come in. When I left work today, there were 3 more, and there may even be more. So the survey is still open if you haven't had a chance to respond and you'd like to, feel free. All right. Before I move on to joys and concerns, is there anything that people want to talk about? This is a town meeting, town hall meeting. And so anything at all that folks want to bring up or share? Yes.
My daughter and my son-in-law and my granddaughter came to the concert. And when I get them to come to things, it's like pulling pin's teeth. And so they came, I could see them in the back. They had a great time. My daughter now has a whole list of people she's going to bring next time, because we couldn't bring anybody to send because we were all in one car.
Uh-huh.
So there's going to be a little caravan of us coming to the next one.
That's awesome. I love it.
And Esme, who is 8, was worried about David's health. And because she kept thinking he was going to fall.
Oh.
And her favorite song is One More Time.
That's nice.
Andre?
I don't know whether anybody has the same experience, but all day and all night, all these songs are going through my mind.
Oh, yeah.
And sometimes you feel that God, the source, the all, or something, is sort of speaking to you by singing our songs to you, by those particular words that sort of lift our spirits. Yeah. So I think that this choir is doing more work than we really think that we're doing spiritually. So it's just been an incredible experience.
I don't like Zoom, but it allows me to be in the choir because I don't drive at night except for tonight.
Okay.
Vivian.
I just want to thank the entire choir, everybody, because I gave this to myself as a birthday present. My birthday was on Sunday.
Oh.
And I said, oh, this was the most wonderful birthday I've ever had.
Oh.
I had so much fun.
All right, I have something to say.
Okay, hey, Jen, Laura.
Oh, well, mine's going to take a little time.
Okay.
So the choir wanted to thank some special people here. I know people haven't thanked already, but we wanted to thank some special people. So the first person is Kim. Again, all I have to say is Kim embodies dream big and have faith.
Indeed.
All the way.
That's very
okay?
true.
I believe many of us had doubts very here and there along the way, both spoken and unspoken. Yet you kept us going by not only showing us what it is to have faith in your dream, but also laying out a detailed plan to show us how it will be done. In another word, faith with action is what you demonstrated throughout the season. Not only that, Kim is confident in who she is, which is something I am very admiring of. It allows her to do what needs to be done at the present time and not worry about what others might say later on. And yet she is humble and gracious to acknowledge all those who helped her out. She's like a good parent who does the hard and unpopular things for the good of the family. We are so grateful for all the sweat, time, and love you put into our 30th anniversary concert. And this is just a small token of our...
Oh, wow.
And financial services attorneys are really difficult to get them to do what I need for them to do on a regular basis. Today was a case in point day. I just got something that I really don't want to work on, but I'm going to make it happen. And part of my job is to always make it happen. And so that's where the faith comes in. I'm not always confident. I talk to myself in the car a lot. I talk to God in the car a lot. God, just my angel is always going. But in 25 years, I have only missed one spring concert. And I was not a happy camper. But at that time, Walter was sick, and so I could not come. I spent my milestone birthdays in this choir. My 60th birthday, we were at Reston, and that's when you had your 20th. I can't begin to tell you how much all of you get me through some really yucky stuff some days. I can't tell you how hard it is to not scream how much I really, really treasure all of you so much. And it's only when we have performances like we did Sunday, and I know that's how we should sound every freaking time we sing. I've said this before, we hit the zone, he sees it, I see the gleam in his eye, and I'm thinking, oh God, we're all going to die. Because he's holding the notes, and I'm going, are you out of your mind? We're old. We can't hold notes forever. And yet we do it. And my dear friends were in the audience, and they said, we now understand why you drive out there. Those people were having a great time. David is in a world all by himself. And Laura, I was not kidding when I said my bestie, her husband had no clue as to what he was getting himself into on Sunday. He had never heard us. And he said, that girl was having way too much fun. But the point was, we were smiling, we were having fun. And I know, I forewarned you that you were meeting Event Girl on Sunday. You only met her sister. You didn't meet the other girl. That chick, she's... So, yeah, All right. If I'd had a walkie, it would have been worse. But I want to tell you thank you for really indulging my exactness on how it needed to be. Because the end result was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. And I'm not ever producing another one. I know. I said that at the 10th, right? And the 10th was at Schlesinger. I said that at the 10th, and then I had amnesia for the 30th. But I thank you all so much. And Karen, I'm so glad that I was not your patient, but you were a great therapist. So thank you all so much. This is very lovely.
So next person we would like to acknowledge is Karen.
Yay, Karen! Yay.
Now, have you ever been pushed under the water in the ocean, in the breaking where the water breaks?
No.
And then you get into the bottom where you suddenly realize everything is calm?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would say Karen is like the calm you find under the surface. As our VP, serving as the board liaison on the concert planning team, she was the calm that helped the smooth communication to occur between the board and the concert planning team throughout the year, and especially in the last few months. She doesn't say a lot at times at the board meetings, but when she does, you better listen, because she's going to make a whole lot of sense. She's like Scottie Pippen to Michael Jordan, or Ed McMahon to Johnny Carson. And for those young folks here, maybe like John Baptiste to Stephen Colbert. So we so very, very much appreciate your quiet and steady work this year, and your "it will be all okay" attitude. And then the last but not least, we want to especially acknowledge Crystal, our president of the year.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
All right. Now you told me you were an English teacher, but I thought you were an HR.
I am an HR
okay,
now.
Okay, good.
That was my former life.
Okay. Having had the privilege of my patients sharing some hard truths about various professions over the years, I know that human resources is one of the toughest professions to work in, and know how hard it is to navigate the messiness of human relationships. Stepping into the role of president of the board this season, Crystal, you use your expert skill, finely honed over the years in HR, to guide the board and lead the choir through some challenging issues this year. Your greatest asset is your ability to hear all points of views, hear, not just listen, and then figure out what question or questions actually need to be answered. Thanks to our hard work, we will have a better organization chart for Mosaic Harmony going forward, which will then allow better communication within the organization and more efficient management. And in order to do this, she sacrificed her singing with the choir this year. Because she believes in doing one thing with excellence than doing two things with mediocrity. We are fortunate to have such a principled and dedicated person to serve as our president this year, and we salute you.
Thank you. Needed to go, right? But the other person, it was so hard because it was on us. These were two temporary people, temporary staff. And the second person, she was met with, you know, disrespect from our team that we hired her to sit on. And so that's when I
started thinking about how we do things, you know, like how we get the work done, because this team just wanted, we just need a worker bee. We don't want this person coming to our all-team meeting. We don't want this person going to our events. We just need them to come and do the work. And so the way that they were treating, yes, the work has to get done, right? But how do we get the work done? And so that's kind of what formed my message for tonight. It's like, yes, we have lots of work that needs to get done and many hands, and it's just how do we treat each other when we're trying to get that work done? So I thank you all very much, and just thank you.
Dennis and Laura, sorry. We're gonna see about that. I know.
I don't know. A year of presidency will make you want to take a break from the choir. Yeah, I understand.
We understand.
Laura.
I talked about some of the alumni, and I just wanted to express how much this meant to alumni who came to the concert, and those who couldn't even come to the concert. And some came 3,000 miles just for this concert. People came thousands of miles for this concert, and you think about plane fare and hotels and all that other stuff, and dedication and donations. Our alumni are our greatest fans. They are part of our family. They remain part of our family. And for those who could attend, to be on the stage meant so much to them. I know you saw people crying. It was the happy hour. They were embracing each other. The emails I've gotten before and now, today, are remarkable. So remember our alums. They are an essential part of our family, and we're so appreciative that they were there Sunday. So I just want to thank you for remembering them and welcoming them. And that's when I stopped being assistant music director, I told the board that I wanted to, and Nikki was president at the time, that I wanted to focus on alums. And I've been working with them ever since, maintaining those relationships. And that makes a big difference. I'm just getting emails from people saying how much coming to the concert, how much hearing from us means to them. So I just want to thank you and thank the alums.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Joys and concerns?
Big joy, we made it through another 9 months.
Woo!
10, what you
done?
Nope.
But you're not counting.
I convinced her to do this.
Sharon came to the concert on
Sunday. Yes.
Oh.
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 It was so good to see Sharon.
Yes.
And Darren.
Mary Lou McCarthy.
Yes.
Janet Kressler. I mean, Mary Lou was in tears.
Wow.
And Rosemarie and Joe.
Yeah.
Renee.
Yes. I got an email from Renee today. Yeah. She had a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I just say also? Just want to say, I enjoyed watching David as he led us to the concert. I was also thrilled with Laura as our director.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. And our
coordinator.
And
our coordinator.
My friends asked me if you really did that. I said, yeah.
You didn't tell her?
There were multiple times where I looked at him and I went, I literally have no idea.
there came a moment, and poor Laura, poor Laura. I mean, because Ralph and I, we like said like, dude, we're going for it. I mean,
this was like, we're gonna practice it this way all the time. We're gonna talk about it as just this all the time.
And you pull it in.
I mean, he looked at me and I looked at him and we both went like, oh, let's just go for it.
But I don't know if everybody saw her look over at Ralph. Yeah. And I was like, she's toast.
She
has no idea.
But that's my, okay, so that's my joy. That Laura is such a trooper.
I showed up and
No, but that you survived it and you did it. And you saw, you dove in, her professionalism, her expertise, her joy, her energy, her brilliant, all these things.
And we followed her.
And she wrote it. She wrote it.
They followed me. Yeah. And at least once the band, I was like, yeah.
No, I saw Alan laughing. I saw Alan hang his head and start laughing. It was like, okay, yeah. They knew.
But we followed you. And we saw you were having fun. You weren't panicked. We followed you. And that's the whole point. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
You guys were like laughing.
Because when you said, it's so much fun when you don't know what's going to happen. You're like, you were laughing and having fun. We weren't having fun at that moment.
No, we weren't. We so were not in the front row. Yeah, we weren't.
Because we collectively lift the spirit.
Yeah.
However we understand the spirit before.
We hadn't performed like that in a very long time.
Yes, agreed.
Yeah. It was a synergistic experience.
Yeah,
it was
awesome.
Absolutely.
It was like it was the last time we were at Southern. We had that much fun.
Did everyone meet Evelyn?
Yes.
Hi, Evelyn.
Hi, Evelyn.
So I just wanted to say, so I came at your last rehearsal.
Yes.
And so my husband and I came to the performance, and you all were phenomenal.
Oh.
The energy and the dynamism, and I want to cry. Yeah. It was just so good.
See you September 3rd. Right?
Oh, yeah.
That's all we're doing.
Yeah. Okay. Make us one.
I will say, you know, I got to sit backstage with our fabulous pianist, you know. And he looked over at me and he goes, do you ever wonder if it's like one vamp too many that he does?
I can hear him saying that.
He should talk. How many times has Rob tipping it around a couple of times?
But I thought it was very smooth the way he guided you back to Storm.
Yes.
You didn't talk about he'll land. Like, that is not what we can raise things. But you went with it. It was actually very cool the way the segue. It was very cool. But that was funny. It was a lot of funny moments.
Peggy, were you going to say something?
I was just going to say that my people were sitting over in the front right next to the piano. That they could see. And they got a big kick out of it. Some of the glances that Christian gave.
that
little exchange. And they just loved
it. What are you doing?
Yeah, they just loved it because, it. You know, this was like, these people are really responding to the spirit. They don't have everything all nailed down tight. This is just let the spirit flow.
Alan, I can always always tell Alan will drop his head and be like, try not to laugh.
Karen, look at that. Karen, raise your
hand. Karen.
Some of you may remember that I lost my father back in August, and my mom was caring for him the last several years, and so she wasn't able to come to any concert. She couldn't travel that far. Well, she came to our concert on Sunday, and she was up and dancing. Oh.
I was touched that my husband Tom's picture was with a supporting member. That touched my heart. Thank you.
And the Homework Plan.
Yes.
Jen.
So, I haven't been an acquirer since 2011. I haven't really. I was in the choir and starting in 2005, and then in 2011 or 12. I can't really remember when. Life got busy, and I think you guys have all read the story and everything else. But last year at the April concert last year, I said after the pandemic and everything else, and I retired because of pandemic kind of. And I was like, I need something in my life, and I need something very positive, and I'm going to go to the Mosaic Harmony concert, and that's a good positive thing that I can do. And I asked Chip if he wanted to go. He says, you haven't brought up that in a long time. And I says, I know. I just feel like I need to go this year. I went, and we walked through the door, and David said, you're joining us next year. And it was like, I don't have a choice.
So happy to see you!
And it was the best decision David ever made. And so Chip did come, my husband. He did come to the concert, and he'd been to quite a few, because, you know, he wouldn't impress me, and we had date nights as concerts when we first met in 2006. And so he did come to the concert on Sunday, and on the drive back, he actually stated, that's the best concert I have been to of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And he said, I really wish that spirit and that message could travel all over the land.
Mm. Wow.
Because it's so needed right now. And he said, the atmosphere that you guys have really needs to travel a lot farther.
Mm. See, it's not just me.
Of course not.
Anybody on Zoom? Want to come off mute?
I was delighted to be with you all, and it was a wonderful concert. My family really enjoyed it. One of my daughter's in-laws came from Richmond. They did last year too, and they just loved it. So it was very heartwarming for all of us. And my niece came from Baltimore, and unexpectedly, she told me on Sunday she was going to come. Anyways, my family really enjoyed us, and so did I.
Thank you.
She wanted me to thank you and said she really appreciated that. So the third thing, I want you to keep Dan
in your heart this summer. Jen has just been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and he's going to be undergoing treatment this summer. And I just want you guys to keep him in your heart. Okay. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you, Jen.
Make us one.
Make it what?
One. You just hit the one note. Always ask Laura.
Oh.
One.